fix your eyes on the guy that has no kind of worries if I die. So pussyclaw try, danger feel stepping my way. Bodies get cremated on a Friday to do a die way. Your death threater, cinder, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer, three knockout count winner, the gun reacher,
yeah.
The shot teacher, your
yeah.
People who serving church preacher,
yeah.
Your black purse coffin seeker.
What's up, y'all?
Polluter, the gat shooter,
players and
the
playettes.
Brooklyn trooper, the cop.
Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, chopping up good game as I always do. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Let's hop on the phone, see who we have. Who's calling?
Yo, Hakeem.
What's up, Hakeem? Where you calling from, player?
Chicago.
All right, what's on your mind, man?
Nah, I'd like to give a shout out, man. The work is excellent, man.
All right, man. Who you want to give a shout out to?
Everybody. Fisher, EPA, everybody.
That's what's up. You on the United Players of America website?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, player.
All right,
y'all. But welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, ready to chop up good game tonight. Glad to have everybody tuning back in. Today is going to be a fun show. Very fun show. I'm going to take a lot of calls today. I haven't taken calls in a long time. Take a lot of calls today. I'm going to play a few clips. I got some new Alexis Tyler clips that I'm going to play. I'm going to play a clip for me on Power 106 the other day before I left for Hawaii. I did an interview at Power 106 out here in Los Angeles. And Power 106 is syndicated nationwide. So I know a lot of cats on the East Coast hear it too. And today's topic on the Mac Lessons Radio Show is 5 reasons why you're not successful with women. I'm going to give you 5 reasons why many brothers, many of you cats out there, many of my players are not successful and what you can do to be successful with women. So it's going to be a damn good show. Now, before I get into that, I got to say what's up to everybody in Detroit. What the hell is going on in Detroit right now? Kwame Kilpatrick is in goddamn jail. The mayor of Detroit went to damn jail today. And that is a very bad look for Detroit. And Detroit, as you all know, that I was born in Detroit. That's my birthplace. And I've been talking to my folks back and forth all day. And I don't know the whole crux of the story with Kwame Kilpatrick, but he's doing some dumb shit. For those who don't know, the mayor of Detroit was caught up in some type of sex scandal. He was having affairs and he was text messaging bitches and just doing nigga shit. Using his power to do nigga shit. And he was on bail because he was found. They indicted him on perjury charges, lying under oath. And he was on bail and he left the country, which he should not have done. And when he got back, they put him in jail. Which I don't think they should have put him in jail. I think that was a little too harsh. Now, again, he did some dumb shit. We're not minimizing the dumb shit that he did. He did some very dumb shit. But putting him in jail wasn't a good look. That's not a good look for the city of Detroit, man. Detroit doesn't deserve that, man. Detroit already gets a bad rap as it is. There's been a lot of urban decay going on in Detroit for a while. And Detroit gets a bad rap. So, them putting him in jail just makes the scene look much worse. Because companies are not going to want to invest in a city where the mayor is in fucking jail. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody wants to put resources in a city and the mayor is fucking up. Because that's going to be in people's mind indicative of the whole populace over there. What the judge should have done, they should have taken his passport or something like that and given him another warning. They shouldn't have put the man in jail. I think that was a little too harsh. Not to minimize what he has done. Not to excuse it, because as a black man in a position of power, you know you got to be on your P's and Q's as it is. A lot of these white politicians, they get away with a whole bunch of bullshit. That's why I say he should not have went to jail, because hell, you got governors and senators out here sucking dicks in bathrooms and tricking off money on high price hoes. And, you know, all they do is step down and everything is cool. But, you know, this nigga text message a bitch, and they throwing him under the bus, and it's just a very bad look for Detroit. But Detroit is going to pull back, man. Speaking of Detroit, I'm trying to get out there this fall for my lecture tour. I'm going to be all over the place this fall, and we're putting together the lecture tour now. And I was talking to some of my cats on the blog about coming up with the name of the lecture tour. I'm soliciting ideas from the listeners and the people on UPA and people on the blogs. The last lecture tour I did, we called it Player Thou Art Loosed. That was a very catchy title. I like that. And I want to come up with another catchy title. A couple of cats gave some good names. One potential name was Get Your Game Right Tour. I like that one. One of the cats on the blog gave me that one. Hotline, who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, man. It's your boy Tim calling out of Daytona Beach, Florida.
What's up, Tim? What's going on down there in Florida, player?
Oh, man, not much, man. Just kicking back, enjoying this good old Florida weather.
That's what's up. What's the temperature out there right now?
Oh, man, hot than a motherfucker.
What's the women like out there in Daytona now, man?
It's actually just real hot on a day-to-day basis. And sometimes we get a little bit of rain. You know how it goes.
No, but what are the women like down there? How are the ladies cooperating? What's the vibe with the women like down there?
Oh man. If you're in the upscale parts of town, then you know you get the nice, classy college chicks because we do have the same cooking here. If you're in the hood, then you got to mess with the hood rats.
Uh-oh. No. Never mess with the hood rats. Fuck that. Never use that as an option. Fuck that.
I don't.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to say, man, I checked out your little Mecca for Money special today. That was on point.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. I dropped some real deep game. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a quick question for you, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are some nonverbal ways to tell if a female is a fun fucker? Because you said that you can't really, a female really can't be qualified if she's a fun fucker.
That's right. You can tell a female who's a fun fucker by how she, if she's like overly flirty, if she has had all types of sexual experiences with different dudes and different chicks. Usually that's a female who's all about just getting her cum on. You know what I'm saying?
And a female,
just look at her background, because most females, they're open about a lot of sexual shit that they've done. A lot of them will be like, yeah, I messed with girls in college, and I had this girl I fuck with, and I fuck with this dude, I got drunk, and, you know, they always say little shit like that. But women who just love dick in their mouth and pussy in their mouth all the time, they ain't qualified to get no money, because if a trick has $1,000, instead of looking at his wallet, they looking at the damn dick. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Yeah, so, but anyway, man, thanks for the call, player.
Appreciate it, Tariq. Good looking out, man.
For sure. Real talk. What's up, man? Who's calling?
What's up, King Flex?
What's up? Who's calling?
This is your boy from Chicago, Fillmore Fly, Chris.
What's up?
GQ Chris.
What's up with it, GQ?
What's the dilly, my dude? Hey, I got a question, man. I hit you up a few months ago.
Okay.
I just want to know, is it fly to like travel by yourself? Because some of my guys, you know, they're married. Some of them just don't have their money right. They don't got their shit right.
I feel you 100%, dude. Like I said, it's lonely at the top, and it's jam-packed on the bottom, my dude. You know the Egyptians, they were the first people to be up on game. You know what I'm saying? They rose above the caveman mentality, right?
Uh-huh.
The cavemen were on the bottom doing caveman shit, knocking bitches on the head with clubs and dragging them. No game at all. But the Egyptians, they rose up and learned how to spit, and they stood out on their own. That's why they created the pyramid. What's a pyramid? A pyramid is a structure that shines on the top, that has a peak, and on the bottom there are a lot of bricks. They understood that in society, the farther up you go is going to be more solitary. You dig? And that's just going to happen, man. When you step your game up, when you get your game right, you're going to be on top of the pyramid looking down on everybody. And a lot of times, you got to roll solo. You can't be down there with all them bricklaying niggas. You dig what I'm saying?
No doubt. And it's a lot of bricklaying niggas in Chicago, my man.
I've been hearing, man. I got to get on out there and holler at you players, dog.
Too many lanes in Chicago. You got to come and help us out for real.
For sure, man. I'm looking into that, man. But thanks for the call, player.
No doubt.
For sure. Safe. Yes, indeed. Who's on this goddamn phone? Yo, what's up?
I found a podcast.
Who is this?
This is Sharin.
Sharin, and where are you calling from, Sharin?
I'm from Houston.
From Houston. So what's on your mind tonight, yeah. Shireen? What's on your mind?
I just was listening to the last show you did.
Okay.
The response to being black in America.
Yes.
And I think you should touch on the importance of using protection, because a lot of people think it's a joke, and like, these diseases, they're serious.
Yeah.
And I think not enough black people especially are taking it seriously.
I feel you. Okay, and I'm going to talk about that, as a matter of fact, today, because there's an article that came out about how a lot of young black females who are weed smokers are contacting venereal diseases more than a lot of people. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Now, how old are you, young lady?
I'm 20.
29. You fuck with the weed pipe?
No.
Shit. What's your nationality? What are you?
I'm black.
And you don't smoke weed? You're a 20-year-old black chick in Houston who don't smoke weed.
No kids.
Shit.
I have
dreams. I don't believe that. Okay, you must have a unicorn and a smurf living under your house, because that's some science fiction. But let me see.
I go to school out of state. I go to LSU.
Okay, all right. Okay, I feel that. I feel that. And what do you look like?
I'm black.
Shit.
I'm about 5'7", thin built. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Hit me up on MySpace. Hit me up on MySpace, and thanks for the call.
All right. No problem.
Yes, indeed. Always got to find out what they look like. What's up, player? Who's calling? Hello? All right. People get nervous. They're hanging up. But anyway, like I said, let me chop up some more game. There was an article that came out, which I was talking with the caller about a lot of black girls between the ages of 15 and 21 that's getting venereal diseases. And before I talk about that, I was telling you guys about the tour that we're putting together. A lot of the listeners are helping out with some of the names of the tour that I'm trying to put together. One name is Get Your Game Right. One name I thought of was Mac Factory, Building Game from Scratch. Another one is Mac Power. Another one is Step Your Game Up. So I want to think of something catchy for men and women, because the Player Thou Art Loose tour was really for guys. But this one, I want to make it universal for men and women. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Yo, this is G-Knox.
G-Knox?
Yeah.
Where you calling from, G-Knox?
Yo, I'm calling from Chicago.
All right, what's on your mind, player?
Yo, I just give a shout out to everybody. Check out my YouTube.
What's your YouTube? What are you doing on the YouTube?
Just type in G-Knox on YouTube.
Okay, man, we'll do that. Thanks a lot. You sound like a fake gangster. I'm going to get on that on the next show and talk about fake gangsters. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Tyreek? It's your boy, Linden, from New York.
What's up, Big Lynn? What's on your mind, player?
I'm good. I'm doing good, man. What's the topic about?
We're just chopping up game, man. Just throwing advice, taking calls from listeners, seeing what's on you guys' minds. What's happening out there in New York? What part of New York you in?
I'm from Brooklyn, man, but right now I'm in Hampton, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Just doing my thing.
What you doing down there in Virginia? You doing the right thing, right?
Yeah. I'm actually in the Air Force, man. In the Air Force. So you know how that goes.
Okay, because a lot of cats from New York, when they go down to Virginia, they doing something they ain't supposed to be damn doing.
I feel you. Nah, I'm legit. Hey, man, I had a question for you, though, man. What's some good spots to hit up in Hawaii, man? I may be there next month.
Hawaii's the shit, man. Hawaii's the spot. And you know what? I did see a lot of military dudes out there last week. Spots in Waikiki, that's the spot. There's a place called Zanzibar in the middle of Waikiki, and like all the hotels and all the beaches in the daytime on Waikiki. Waikiki is the spot. All the jumping
shit
spots.
Right there, huh?
Everything is in Waikiki. All the other parts of the island is kind of secluded a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of real low-key.
Yeah.
So all the action is right there on Kalakaua Avenue and Kahio Street, right there in Waikiki. All right?
Is there anything popping off in Maui?
Maui's more laid back. That's more of a couple spot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maui's more, it's very, very laid back. So it's not really jumping like that. Like, even the big island of Hawaii ain't really jumping like that. The club spots where all the fly honeys be chilling, that's Hawaii, Waikiki. All right?
Okay, all right, Tyreek, man. Well, thanks a lot, man.
For sure, man.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, player. Word up. Word the fuck up. But like I said, man, we're getting this tour together. This lecture tour. So y'all hit me up on MySpace with some creative names. Help me brainstorm a little bit, or hit me up on my email address, kflexforlife@yahoo.com, and come up with some names. Also, I'm going to be hitting up a lot of colleges, but I want to do some lecture events for the general public, because a lot of times when I'm speaking at colleges, it's closed to the general public. So I want to do some events, some off-campus events, and we're doing one here in LA. We're getting the venue together, and it's going to probably be in October. All right? So I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. But the next spot that we're going to take the tour to, I want to hit up Atlanta, Houston, and Detroit first. So all you promoters out there, hit me up, man. Let me know what's popping out there. We might be able to do some business, and, you know, we're getting with the corporate sponsors and all that shit. So you guys hit me up and let's network on that, and we're going to get this thing cracking, man. And I'm just going to roll around the country dropping game, and we're going to drop this shit heavy. Anyway, I'm going to play a clip. I was on Power 106 the other day on the Big Boys Morning Show. A lot of folks heard that, and I'm going to play a little clip from that. And you guys listen to Power 106 every morning, the Big Boys Morning Show. That's the top-rated show out here in Los Angeles. And here's a clip from the other day on the show. And let me play that 1 second. Here it is. If I get this shit cracking.
Neighborhood, good morning to you and yours. Everyone says, how can I become a Mac? Or I am a Mac. Now, do you feel sometimes, Tariq Nasheed, the art of Macking up in here, certified
yes.
Mac?
Yes.
Do you feel sometimes, man, that people use the word Mac too loosely now?
They do, man. It's like they use it for everything now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the real essence of it, and we got to bring it back.
All right. Now, what's the real essence?
Everybody's talking about Mac this, I'm a pimp this. You know what I'm saying? People doing all this work and claiming it's pimping. Pimp my ride. I went to work and I pimped my job. It ain't pimping until you put the ING on it.
All right.
And ING stands for I'm not going, you going.
Right. Right. Now, let me ask you this. There's probably people that are listening to Tariq Nasheed for the first time.
Yes.
And they're saying, like, wait, Big Boy, why do y'all have him in the neighborhood? What makes him certified to tell me he's a Mac and I need to step my Mac it up?
Well, yo, I wrote the best-selling book almost 10 years ago called The Art of Mac, and this book sold 500,000 copies.
Go ahead now.
Real huge on college campuses. I've done a whole bunch of stuff for VH1, MTV. A lot of you guys remember me from MTV Made.
Yes, yes,
I helped
sir,
a guy
yes.
become a geek to a prom king.
Go ahead.
And that's what I do, man. I do seminars all around the world helping guys step their game up. I'm a professional game advisor. That's what I do.
That's not a red flag to me. Like, if a guy says I'm a Mac, that just shows me you're not.
Does a Mac exactly. say I'm a Mac?
You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't, just like a ninja, don't say, hey, I'm a ninja. They just roll up whipping your ass. They come in the middle of the night and start whooping.
Right. You're asleep.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All right, but that's it. That was me on Power 106 the other day, chopping up game on the Big Boys Morning Show, doing what I do. And also, I want to play a clip real quick. I'm going to get in the game in a minute. I'm about to spit game in 1 second. But let me play this clip. And I played Alexis Tyler clips in a long time. This is the new clip from Alexis Tyler. Off YouTube. It's called Are You a Jump Off Bitch Dick Sucking Trick? And I love Alexis Tyler, because Alexis, the thing about Alexis, she's a beautiful woman. I'm looking at these new YouTube videos of her, and she's just fucking gorgeous. Older woman, but she's pretty as hell, and talks, curses like a sailor, which is hilarious coming from her, because she doesn't look like she talks like that. But this is a new clip from Alexis Tyler. I haven't played stuff from her in a while. And it's a real clip, quick clip. I ain't gonna play too much, but here it is.
And this is what I'm really trying to focus on, that you need to, and ain't nothing wrong with feeling powerful and knowing how to fucking suck and have control over your man sexually, because you should do that. But most of the time, he not your damn man. You just a trick and a damn hoe. Cause anytime a grown ass man could be living with your mama or a grown woman and sneaking around teaching a 10 and 12 year old little girl, a 13, 14 year old little girl to suck a dick, you was a trick. He getting his fantasy off and he's sneaking around, goddamn jerking off and goddamn coming off all kind of ways on you. But he won't even take you out in damn public. He ain't finna marry you. He ain't finna give you no damn engagement ring. He ain't finna let nobody know, because you was a jump off hoe. See, you was a jump off freaking dick sucking calm drinking dick in the booty ass young bitch. That's all it is.
Okay, that's enough of that. So that was Alexis Tyler. All right. Anyway, we're going to get into some game right now. Like I said, I'm going to talk about five reasons that you're not successful with women. So everybody get your pens and paper. Let's drop this game on five reasons that you're not successful or as successful as you could be with women. Now, number one reason that you're not successful with women is because you do not trust yourself. See, fellas, self-trust is the very definition of confidence. Confidence is really trusting yourself, knowing that you're going to do the best you can do. And if you don't do the best you can do, everything is cool. You're not going to look down on yourself. A lot of cats don't trust themselves. They think that they're going to fuck up. They don't trust themselves to talk to a woman. They don't trust themselves to say the right thing. You put a lot of unnecessary pressure on yourself and you sabotage your game in the process. So you have to trust yourself and know that you are going to do the best. Whether the female is cooperative or not, you're going to do the best no matter what. If she's down, cool. If she's not, you're still going to hold your head up high. Excuse me. Now, the number two reason why you are not as successful as you could be with women is because you don't value manhood. And I did a whole show about this a couple of years ago about how you don't value yourself as a man. We live in a society now where men accept subservient positions with women. You vagina worship. You put pussy on a pedestal. You think that you are devalued. And if you don't value yourself, women are not going to value you. As you notice, a lot of women, they sweat dudes who have swagger, dudes who are not just confident, dudes who are goddamn arrogant. Fellas, if you are a player, and all my players know this, all my real players, they know what I'm talking about, they're going to feel me. A true to the game player, in his mind, maybe it's true or not, but in a player's mind, he thinks that he's the flyest nigga on earth. Most successful players, dudes who are thorough with women, that's how they think. Just like rappers. Most rappers think that they're the best rappers on earth. That gives them their motivation. And niggas who are players and guys who are players think the same way. They think that their game, their swagger, their vibe, their essence is tighter than every other niggas. Which is good to think. Because if you think highly of yourself, everybody else will think highly of you too. I think that way. I'm not going to fucking front. I feel like I'm the flyest fucking nigga verbally, physically, all that shit than anybody. I feel like I'm the whole fucking package. So you got to think like that. If a female ain't feeling me, something must be wrong with her. That's the kind of mentality that you have to have. You have to value your shit that much. And most of my real true to the game players think like that. Now, number three, the third reason why you are not successful with women is because you think that money or valuables will compensate for your game. That's the biggest misconception that men have. A lot of men think, well, damn, women like money. Hell, if I give her some money, she'll like me. Doesn't work like that, fellas. I've done dozens of shows on tricking and how women don't respect tricks. The minute you throw in the towel by using monetary items to get a woman, you lost. That's like buying a trophy instead of earning it. Women don't like a dude who tricks. Women don't respect him. Because she might make herself like you, but at the end of the day, she won't respect you. And foundation of any game or any relationship is respect. She has to respect you first. If there's no respect, anything can happen. You're putting yourself in a dangerous position. You should never be in any kind of contract or situation with somebody who don't respect you, because they'll cut your throat, they'll rob you, pick your pockets, fuck you up financially. That's a very dangerous situation to be in with somebody who don't respect you. And when you're using money to compensate for a lack of game, no respect is there because you didn't earn any respect. They respect the money, but they don't respect you. You feel me? Now, the number four reason why you are not successful with women is because you talk too much. A lot of guys feel if they have to, if they want to get with women, they have to say a whole bunch of fly shit. A lot of guys feel like they have to talk themselves up in order to seem appealing to women, and that's not the case. Sometimes the more you talk, when you talk too much, you're showing your insecurities. You want to leave somewhat of a mysterious vibe in the game. When you talk too much, you come across as being insecure. And that's not a good look. Some of you guys, man, when you get around women and you meet them, you talk so much, it turns from a conversation to a damn monologue. The basic definition of a conversation is dialogue between two or more people. Dialogue, talking between the two people talking. When you get around women, some of you dudes are like, I'm a ball player, I'll do this, I'm an engineer, I got a car, I got a brand new house, I do this, I do that, I just came back from it. I mean, you running your mouth promoting yourself and the woman ain't getting a word in edgewise. And you're throwing salt in your game. You're seeming like you're trying to convince her. You're trying to win her over. That's what she's looking at you as. A salesman trying to sell yourself. Which makes you look weak. So you got to learn how to shut the hell up. And the number five reason why you're not successful with women is because you talk too little. That's the flip side of number four. You feel me? That's the flip side. You have to find that balance because even though you're not supposed to talk a whole hell of a lot, you're not supposed to get around a female and turn into goddamn Helen Keller. You mumbling and have a loss of words, don't know what to say. That happens a lot of times too, guys. You get a female and the vibe is there, she's feeling you, and you get at a loss of words, you don't know what to say. You're like, hi, how you doing? My name is Bob. What's your name? My name's Lisa. Okay, nice to meet you, Lisa. Then all of a sudden there's awkward silence. In her mind, she's like, damn, this nigga don't know, he don't know how to spit game. He's shy. I intimidate him. And then you seem weak. So you have to find that balance, guys. When you meet a woman, don't start running your mouth trying to promote yourself. And don't sit there like a goddamn Jerry's kid mute, not knowing what to say. You keep the conversation flowing, really, by getting her to do a lot of talking. And I talked about this in my book, The Art of Mackin'. When you meet a young lady, the objective is to get her to talk, to get her in a comfort zone. When women are comfortable, they talk. That's a sure sign to see if she's down or not. If you meet a woman and she's talking a lot, she's comfortable. And you want to get women in that comfort zone. And you don't do that by talking too much. You don't do that by talking too little. It's the balance there. You ask her the right things to keep the conversation flowing, to make her seem interesting and to make yourself seem interesting, and to make yourself seem interested in her. So I hope you guys take heed to that game on the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Anyway, I'm about to get out of here in a minute, but I did want to talk about that article that I mentioned earlier, an article that came out from Emory University talking about something that I've talked about on this show several times. A lot of black girls who are between 18 and 21 who are weed smokers are getting STDs. I've talked about that a million times. Let me take this call. Who's calling?
Oh, what's up? Can you quit? Dave from North Carolina.
What's up, Dave? What's on your mind, player?
I got a question. Like, I recently, like, that chick, she's a white girl, and, like, she, like, she does all these freaky kind of things, and I mean, like, I'm wondering, like, should I, like, draw the line or anything that she does?
Well, hold on now. You got this white girl, and she's doing all types of freaky shit. Is she doing it to you?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, she told me, like, before I, like, started dealing with her, like, she told me that, like, I always try to please the guy, whoever she's dealing with. Like, if she's not going all the way, like, she'll try to make you happy.
Okay, and what's the problem?
I mean, what I'm saying, like, she's kind of real freaky. Like, last time I kicked it with her, she was, like, all, like, looking in duty hole and all that. Yeah, a little too far.
She was licking your duty hole?
Yeah, that's like, I think I was cool on that at first, but that's a little too far.
So she licked your asshole and made you feel uncomfortable a little bit, huh?
It's cool, but I'm saying, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm not going to ask you that, like,
Tony, totally, speak up, player. Speak up, speak up. So this female was scatting in your ass.
Yeah, like you say. Yeah.
How did? Was it sounding? Wait. Was it sounding?
Yeah, like that. Told you about the play.
It sound like that. Or did it sound like this? It sound like that, player. All right. Oh boy. So anyway, so how old is this chick?
She's in your body right now.
She's like, she's 25.
She's 25 and she's a freaky white chick. Is she one of them thick ass, pudgy white broads?
She's probably like a seven. She's about 5 feet short. She works out. She got a little. On and everything.
So this is just like a little jump off for you, right?
Yeah. Like, oh. She just, like, we, like, basically, like, friends with benefits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just do you give her weed every time she come over?
She don't smoke. She's like a square white girl. She listens to, like, Mariah Carey and Chris Thacker.
Oh, okay, but yeah, you know, basically, you know, that's just a little neighborhood freak that's doing freaky shit, and if that's not your lady, that's your little booty call. I mean, there's really no problem.
But I mean, like, we real cool, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, like, hurt her feelings and all like that, because she's, like, a real good...
Oh, so you don't want to fuck her no more?
I mean, I still do, but I mean, my conscience still messes with me sometimes.
Why? What's the dilemma?
I haven't met that quality type of female. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like every time, like, I deal with females that's below my standards, it feels like I'm giving away some of my...
Okay. Well, step it up. I mean, I know this female probably ain't no dime-ass broad, and giving her a 7 is being generous, because she probably is a 4 or 5 or something.
Her body is... Her body nice, but her face is such... little
shit. Yeah, of course. And that's the thing. You fucking an ugly chick who has to do freaky shit to keep motherfuckers coming to hit it. You know, she probably looked like a little piglet in the face. And, you know, when you hit it, you feel a little shame. You know what I'm saying? But you got to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? You can't have ugly booty calls all your life. How old are you?
24.
Okay, yeah, you young. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. I've banged a couple of woolly mammoths looking broads my goddamn self. Not fat ones, but a couple of wolf mouth ass girls. And we do that, but you rise above that. You dig what I'm saying? You're going to be all right, man. Just get your... Stop letting...
I didn't read all your books, and I listen to your podcast all the time. And I stepped my game up, but it seemed like... I don't know. I guess, like, recently I've been kind of going low, and I know, like, I'm really above that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just don't do it, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta bang this broad. I mean, it's a comfort zone, you know what I'm saying? You're out, you can't find no dimes, that's some easy
pussy.
Like,
jump offs in general, like, I've been messing with a lot of jump offs recently, and that's not a good look on me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you know, you gotta live in apartments until you can get a house, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And that's what these females are. They're like little houses. I mean, they're like little apartments. And when you get a dime, that's the house. And then you stop fucking with apartments. You know what I'm saying? You got to find that one female that's cool like that. Right now, you're just, you know, getting your skeet on. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? But still step your game up. Right now, it sounds like you want to start dealing with quality women. And that's a good look.
Yeah, I've been like that from the get-go. I mean, I didn't kind of fell off, you know what I'm saying? But I do want a straight dime, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like that, to listen to your show, like...
But you can do that, man. You got to stay if you
want to have...
If you want a stallion, if you want a stallion, you got to stay out of the chicken coop. You dig what I'm saying? Get out the barn, get out the chicken coop, and get out there and get some of them stallions, dude. All right, man. Thanks for the call, player. Word up. My dude is getting his female to yodel in that ass. You got a white girl yodeling in his ass. yodeling in his damn ass. But anyway, like I said, fellas, I was talking about this one last story, and I'm going to be up out of here, about the black girls getting the STDs, all the goddamn weed heads. And I talked about this before. The reason why a lot of these weed head girls, these young girls, are getting these damn STDs because they're fucking for the weed. People are trying to figure out why they're getting diseases. Is drug use contributing to risky sexual behavior? The bitches are fucking for the weed. That's how they're getting the weed. That's why they're getting all these damn diseases. All right, we're going to take this one last goddamn call. Who's calling?
This is Rico calling. I'm calling from the city, Chicago.
Chicago. There's a lot of folks in Chicago calling tonight. What's going on, Rico? What's on your mind, player?
Not much, man. I'm just hanging out with some friends right now. I wanted to call in. I've been wanting to call in for a long-ass time right now.
All right. Cool. Go ahead.
I want to get your opinion on, you always talk about, like, simping-ass songs that people have, like T-Pain or whatever.
Yeah.
What are your, like, some of your favorite jams for, like, you know, trying to get a girl in the mood?
Non-simp songs?
Right.
I've talked about this on the show before. 112, their very first CD was full of slow songs. It was like 12, 13 slow songs all the way through on them shits. That's a great fucking CD. You put that shit on, man. Something about that particular CD gets women in the mood. It's 112, their very first CD. Also, another one from H-Town, the old school shit. Because a lot of, you don't have like R&B fly shit no more. You know what I'm saying? The whole the music game has changed. Motherfuckers are singing with these damn auto tunes and voice boxes and shit, and it ain't the same vibe. You know what I'm saying? So it's the whole music thing is a motherfucker. So you got to go back to the 90s for some good, real slow jam R&B shit to get females in the mood. You dig what I'm saying?
What's your mind on Maxwell or like R. Kelly?
That's a great one. Maxwell, Urban Hang Suite is a good one. H-Town, Begging After Dark is a good one. Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? You got to get back to that early 90s, mid-90s shit, man. That's where it's at. Even some Mary J. Blige. A lot of women like some of that old Mary J. Blige. Throw some of that on. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And it depends on what you want the woman to do. If you want her to suck some dick, you got to play this. That'll get in the mood right there. All right, man.
That's what's up, man. All right, man. Take it easy, man.
Thanks for the call, player. All right. Anyway. All right, y'all. That's been it for today's episode of the Mag Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, y'all. I'm doing this show for black women. Message to black women, Monday, August 11th. Go to maclessons.com and order that special now. Pre-order it now. All you motherfuckers need to listen to that show. Message to Black Women, August 11th. And you can also get the Bullshistery special on maclessons.com right now. I will holler at you players in a minute. Take us out, Ella. Suck that ass. Suck ass. Suck a dick. Lick tank. Do 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 do